Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Man, Punky looks great. Oh, man, does she look great. Oh, my shoulder. Oh, I really need a traveling nurse. All right, enough of that. Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. You get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time on Big Willie 105.5. Also on the River Talk Radio Network, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio, the audio path of totality. Thank you. All right, fine. And I'm also the force multiplier of truth. I can't even say it right. I've only been saying it for like 6 months. The force multiplier of truth. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right, fine. Well, the show's completely out of control. All right, got speaking out of control, Dimitri Graffiti. Excuse me. Sorry, I'm just hacking up a hairball. Dimitri Graffiti coming up in just a little bit. Pretty much, you can do pretty much anything, say or do anything, but you got to do it within the rules of engagement. But the key is to not try to interact with the host in any way, shape, or form. So we've got all of that coming up for you as well. And I forgot to mention about Rumble. You can see the show. We do a live stream on Rumble. Rumble is like YouTube, only without the censorship. It's free. So open up a Rumble account, download the app, and feast your eyes on a failing broadcaster, high school graduate, talking into a microphone, trying to revive what's left of his career. It ain't pretty. It ain't pretty. But here it is. All right, fine. So, West Virginia's wrinkled rhino. Part of the problem that we have right now in D.C. with the Republican establishment. She was interviewed, I guess, a couple days ago now on 9. And I wanted to share this with you. I have the audio here for you. She has no problem with this war in Iran. Because rhinos have no problems with any war. They love war. They're neocons. They love war. Because with the Uniparty, they know where their bread is buttered and how it is buttered, and it's with the military-industrial complex. And the more wars that you can have, the more people inside the Beltway prosper. And so it's to everyone's best interest inside the Beltway that the military contractors and the Pentagon and all that are always busy fighting wars, because you can always get more money, more authorizations for everything. That's why so many of these politicians have no problem with wars. Republicans and Democrats, they're the same. It's the Uniparty. Meanwhile, you and I are disgusted with all of this. And we're going to be even more disgusted when President Trump invades Cuba, which he's bragging about now, because, again, all of this is to distract us from the Epstein files and all the revelations that the Department of Justice has been forced to reveal. And the Epstein files, it's the elephant in the middle of America's living room. It ain't going away. They can distract us or try to distract us with the war in Iran. Oh, it's just going to take care of the atomic bomb stuff and everything else will be okay. And then we go back and it's not really regime change, but we killed all the leaders. And, it'll be over in a short period of time. It's an excursion. And, boy, we need help. We need other countries to help keep the Strait of Hormuz open. And, well, we've got 2,500 Marines heading over there. But don't worry, no boots on the ground. And, it never ends. It's Iraq 2.0. It's Iraq 2.0. And how's Iraq doing these days with all the civil wars and all the insanity? When you do regime change, which is exactly what this is in Iran, and exactly what it was in Iraq, and exactly what it was in Libya, you don't know what you're getting to replace the regime. As bad as those leaders are, the next group could be a lot worse, and even worse than that, there is no leadership. Libya is essentially a lawless state right now. They have slave markets in Libya. You can actually buy a slave in Libya. You've got civil war going on everywhere in Iraq. God only knows what kind of civil war is going to break out in Iran with the different groups, and the Kurds are going to try to have finally their own country, and I hope they get it. I mean, of course, that'll make the Turks insane. When you do regime change, and Donald Trump did do regime change, even though he said it's not regime, and Rubio, it's not regime change. That, well, then why did you kill all their leaders? The mullahs are horrible, terrible people, but don't lie to us about this. Remember, they started the plandemic lie. It's just a couple of weeks to flatten the curve. That's all this is. Just a couple of weeks to flatten the curve. This was going to be over a week ago or 2 weeks ago, right? It's an incursion. That's all that is. And now we are begging other countries for help to keep the Straits of Hormuz or the Strait of Hormuz open. We have the biggest navy in the history of navies. And we're begging for help for this. This is insane. And by the way, where the hell is Bibi Netanyahu? You heard it here first. I believe he is either terribly, terribly wounded or he's dead. I believe the Iranians got to him. There's no other explanation why he's nowhere to be seen. And yet our own government isn't drawing any attention to that whatsoever. Because if people found out that Bibi Netanyahu was actually killed, and again, I have no smoking gun evidence, but I certainly suspect it. Support for this war with Iran, which is already very low, is going to go down to zero. I think they're holding back this information. They're doing everything they can to distract us. Now President Trump is going, well, we're going to invade Cuba, and I'm going to, you know, take Cuba and do it any way that I can. If we find out that Dmitry is right, that my hunch, it's nothing more than a hunch, is right, that they actually killed Bibi Netanyahu or injured him, wounded him so badly that he can't even show his face in public. Support for this war in Iran, which is already low, is going to be non-existent here in this country. And no one seems to be talking about it, certainly not the mainstream media, certainly no newspapers around here. As far as I know, I'm the only one. This is a big deal. Nobody else talks about it. All right, back to West Virginia's wrinkled rhino, this interview with Nine. And listen to how matter-of-factly she's just saying, well, yeah, we got to do this, got to do that. And no, nothing about principles, nothing about, you know, we shouldn't be involved in this thing in the first place. This is how rhinos operate and how the media gives them a free pass to say anything at all that they can get away with.
More than 2 weeks into Operation Epic Fury, leaders in Washington are responding to the evolving situation in Iran. News 9's Jamie Ely reports.
It's been just over 2 weeks since the U.S. and Israel began strikes against Iran as part of Operation Epic Fury, something officials say is aimed at dismantling Iran's military and government structure. Elected officials across the country have been reacting to the strikes and the operations, including here in West Virginia. Senator Shelley Moore Capito addressed the situation at a recent press conference, saying she believes the operation is meeting its stated goals.
I believe we are quickly achieving the objectives set out, which was to dismantle.
All right. What exactly were the objectives? Because the objectives originally were to just bomb them so that they can't make nuclear weapons. Wasn't that the objective? But now let's see what the new objectives are. Let's hear what she has to say. Dismantle their navy? Really? That was one of the original objectives? Really?
Their nuclear capabilities and their missiles.
The war has already
resulted in
U.S. casualties. Six service members were killed when...
Six, yes, but now it's up to seven, and the wounded is in the hundreds. You have no stories about the wounded Americans, but it's in the hundreds. In the hundreds.
fueling aircraft crashed in western Iraq while supporting operations related to the war. However, U.S. Central Command says the crash was not caused by hostile or friendly fire.
Anytime you lose a life and you lose our armed forces in service to this country, it becomes very sad and very difficult for all of us.
In addition,
no kidding. Any mention about all the wounded Americans because of this stupid war? Any stories about them? I haven't seen any, have you?
Air operations, around 5,000 Marines and sailors are deploying to the Middle East to support the ongoing mission.
Oh, really? You mean like boots on the ground? We're this close to having boots on the ground? Why are they sending troops to support this thing? It was going to be over in a couple of weeks. We just bombed the hell out of them. Isn't that what they were trying to sell us?
The Pentagon officials. The expanded deployments have prompted questions about the length of the conflict and the potential for wider U.S. involvement.
No kidding.
Senator Capito said she does not support a boots-on-the-ground strategy, but that the Trump administration has not ruled out any options.
This president has basically done something that is remarkable in its boldness, but also I think was going
to... Yeah, remarkable in its boldness, lying to us. Remarkable in its boldness, lying to us. That's what's so remarkable about the boldness here.
Be very necessary at some point, and this was the point that he chose, and I think he chose wisely.
But the senator also said she does not expect a ground combat scenario to develop.
I think we can achieve the objectives without that, and I would hope that that's the end product.
We'll continue to follow the
You friggin' believe this? Well, we hope we don't have to do this. I mean, the end product. What is the end product? They change every day. At first it was, well, we got to just bomb them so that they can't make nuclear weapons. All right, fine. But there's no regime change. And then, of course, they kill everybody in the regime, leadership. And then the second tier, they kill them too. And now it's like, well, we got to destroy their navy and their missiles. And we need these 5,000... troops, weapons. They're not going to have any boots on the ground, but we just need these 5,000, the Marines and Navy personnel, just in case. No pictures of the devastation in Israel. Meanwhile, Israel is attacking Lebanon because Hezbollah is there, killing God knows how many other people. And where is Bibi Netanyahu? Where the hell is he? I'm telling you, I think he's dead. I think they killed him. I really do. And that everybody's covering this thing up. I've got Marjorie Taylor Greene here, and I'm going to play at least some of this. I think it's really, really important. She was a hardcore supporter of President Trump, and boy, does she lay it out. She really does.
Do you know, is most Americans, and it's being proved in polling that's coming out, most Americans are completely against this war because, like you said, the president has made no case for it. We live our ordinary lives, and we don't feel threatened by Iran. We don't walk around thinking that in any moment an Iranian ballistic missile is going to land on our head. We don't. Here's what Americans, and I want to read off this list. This is what Americans are focused on. 72% of Americans can't afford health insurance. 58% of Americans can't afford car insurance. 67% of Americans live paycheck to paycheck. 31% of Americans can't afford their back taxes. 50% of Americans are in credit card debt, massive credit card debt. That's where we are in America. And I campaigned with the president. As a matter of fact, I was one of the only Republicans that was out there for Donald Trump when the rest of the neocons, by the way, that are just cheering him on now, had abandoned him and were trying to beat him in a primary and stop him from being president again. I was out there on the front lines for Make America Great Again. And Make America Great Again was supposed to be America first, not Israel first, not any foreign country first, not any foreign people first, but the American people first in our problems. And the, you know, God bless the Iranian people. I hope to God that they can have a government that is for them and that treats women fairly. But what we have seen happen. right now is we have seen over 100 little girls killed at a school from a bomb. And I don't know whose bomb it was, but they're dead today because America and Israel attacked Iran. So that's not really good for Iranian women. And our president is saying that the Iranian people are all of a sudden going to topple their regime. Well, I don't think the Iranian people are going to be toppling their regime when they're getting blown apart by the United States and Israel in an unprovoked attack. And yes, it was unprovoked. And Pete Hegseth said this morning, Megan, he said that we didn't start this war. But I hate to argue with the Secretary of the Department of War. America and Israel definitely started this war, and you can't lie that away to the American people. And so you know how I feel right now? I am irate. I am furious about this. We are nearly $40 trillion in debt. How much is this war going to cost us? We have seen enough of our American troops dead and murdered for foreign countries. And now we've had four dead and murdered, just like you said, for Israel and for the Iranian people, not for the American people. And I don't want to see any more dead and murdered. Our military is filled with some of the greatest people from our country. And God bless their families who are probably losing their minds right now, terrified that their son or daughter or their husband or wife or brother or sister may come home in a flag-draped coffin. And then we have the president who, by the way, Megan, this really needs to be said. Donald Trump has said repeatedly on camera and in interviews, he doesn't think he's going to heaven. Well, I want to ask a question, a serious question. What is in his mind? What is his mental state? If he doesn't think he's going to heaven and he is a man towards the end, he's in the fourth quarter. He's towards the end of his life. How does that pan out for the rest of us when we have a president of the United States who doesn't think and is convinced he's not going to heaven?
Marjorie Taylor Greene. Hardcore Trump supporter. Hardcore. And when she started demanding the release of the Epstein files and charges and saying no to the war with Iran, saying no, that Israel should not be controlling our foreign policy, President Trump turned on her. One of his strongest supporters. I don't know what has happened to our president. I really don't know. But the neocons have infiltrated and have controlled him. And Israel is pretty much telling him what to do. And I think it all goes back to the Epstein files. Any kind of distraction, Cuba's next.